All right, new Mishnah on Yud Amud Aleph. All right, here we go. Amar, if a person were to say,
person,
anybody,
yeah,
Amra Parazu, he thought that this cow said something. Amar Amra Parazu.
If a person said,
I really heard this cow.
A person said, this cow said, and then this is what it said after that.
Oh, Amra Parazu Harini Nazira. Im Omedes Ani. That the person said, if this cow, not if. If a person said, this cow said, I am a Nazir. If it stands,
if I stand up,
the cow is saying that about himself.
The cow, it sounds like the cow is a Nazir. If the cow stands up, I would say to the cow, okay, good for you.
Well, what's the word, it's unclear to me, David. Is the person saying the cow said, if the cow stands up, the cow's a Nazir, or the cow said to the person, you're a Nazir, you stand up?
As if a cow can make one.
I know, but what are the words mean? So I think what it's saying is that anything that's in feminine form here is probably referring to the cow. So the person is saying that the cow said, I am a Nazir, Nazira meaning the cow, if I stand.
I, the cow, Omedet.
Iranian Nazira Imomedes. Ani. The word Ani is throwing me off. How does the article translate? Hare Nazira.
I am hereby a Nazir if I stand up.
And the word Ani?
If I.
Im Omedes Ani, if I stand up. Okay. All right. I wonder if the Gemara is going to change it because my interlinear explanation doesn't say it like that. But okay. Okay, we haven't said what the halacha is in those cases. Or if a person says, Omer hadeles hazeh, hareni nazira im niftach ani.
In other words, the door is speaking.
Right. So beshame omrim nazir, ubesil omrim eno nazir. This, I assume, is going back on the person, not the... a cow in the door, obviously. So Beshame believes that the person themselves, despite having discussed some other things in anthropomorphic discussions, so despite the fact that they're talking about somebody else, something else, it reflects back on them. That's what Beshame is saying. Adkan, that's what Beshame is saying. Beshame says, no, he's saying ridiculous things. I don't know how you understand this. All right, the Gemara is definitely going to talk about what he's talking about.
It's just here, sort of as an explanation. Person makes a vow.
Yeah.
And he himself is making the vow.
How's he making the vow? He didn't say anything.
No. He's saying the cow said, or
right.
He's saying the door said, and he's trying to couch his own vow in ridiculous terms, in the absurd terms of something that's never going to happen. We kind of pierce through the facade, and it's still a vow. That's,
mm-hmm. All right. So we are going to assume or intuit that this person is really talking by themselves, but just through the door or through the cow. That's just how they're talking right now. All right, it's hard for us to understand this. But Amr Rav Yehuda, Afsh Amr Beis Shammai Lo Amru Ela VeOmer Hare Parazu Alai Karvan Im Omedes He. Oh, okay. Rav Yehuda thinks that when Beis Shammai holds that the person is a Nazir, it's only if the person says something about the cow that would be incumbent upon them, as opposed to just speaking through the cow. So if they said that this cow should be for me a carbon.
If it stands.
If it stands. So that's when you'd be obligated.
The interpolation here is this cow is hereby forbidden to me as a carbon if it stands up.
Yeah, that's the same thing. I mean, it's just forbidden to me, which is the phrasing that we've had before in all of Nedarim. The whole phrasing was, it'll be forbidden to me as a carbon, meaning I can't have it. Okay, so let's see what the Gemara thinks that we're talking about. Says Gemara, para mi kamishtaya. It was talking about a para, a talking cow. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hakam Askin, Kamishtaya, the para is Rivu Sonofonov. There is a crouching cow in front of him. Is that what that means? Crouching cow?
Lying down.
Lying down, right?
Yeah.
Which some people say is impossible. I don't know why people think that, but it apparently was a thing to go cow tipping, even though they can. I know. It used to be a thing when I grew up. Let's go cow tipping. Like it was like a cultural thing, but it's not actually true. The Amar Kisvura Parazu Eno Medes. And this person thought that this cow could not get up. Okay, so then he said, Hareini Nazar Mibsara. I'm going to make myself a Nazar from its meat, right? Which makes no sense because you can't, Nazar doesn't include meat. That's what we said before about the fig. So im amda me'elaha, if the cow got up successfully by itself, v'amda me'elaha,
trying to coax the cow to stand.
Okay.
So he says this as if the cow will understand. Don't worry, cow. If you stand up, I'll be a Nazar and thereby forbidden to eat you.
Okay. Even if you were to say the phrase about the figs, you'd still be Nazir. That's just on the last Mishnah. Okay, so now that we've understood that really the person is talking about becoming Nazir themselves, depending on what the cow does, so then it's different, which, by the way, does not work with the grammar of the Mishnah, but okay, fine. So I was just thinking this. Why do we need the Bishama to say this again? We just learned it about the fig. Right? The whole point of the fig Mishnah was, if you include within your Nazir vow something which is not relevant or germane to the context to the concept of Nazir, so then Bishama still thinks you're a Nazir, and Bishama says you're not a Nazir. So what does it make a difference if it's figs or cows? They're both not included in another. Why do we have to teach the Hashem about it twice? I'm Rav Atarti Tlas. He has to teach us this two times in three places. What does that mean? Tarti Tlas. Two or three. I guess this is two places because you have the figs, and then you have, here you really have two examples. One is the cow, one is the door. V'chein tani Rav Yechia tarti tlas. Okay, two and three places. Sorry, two places three times. V'chein Rav Oshaya.
It's normal to give multiple examples. He says here, it's basically it's normal for sages to give multiple two or three examples.
Okay.
They're basically the same thing.
Okay. And then the Gemara actually explains to us why there's machlokes by both cases. With trich or why we need to know there's methods in both cases. If you were only going to say that this halacha about whether you're being a nazir from things that aren't typical nazirous things, so then if we only said it by figs and dried figs, so hasam hu the amri beis shamai have another. Sorry, dried figs or pressed figs. Only there does beis shamai say nazir mishum the mechalfan ba'anavim. You could potentially equate those figs with grapes, and therefore you think that they're actually connected or similar to each other. But you would never, you know, confuse the meat of a cow with grapes. So therefore, you should not be. So maybe you would think that there's no relevance to Nazir by the meat of a cow. five figs, okay, maybe there is a relevance, and therefore it would work more by Shammai, but by the meat of the cow, so then how would you ever confuse the two? It's just a ridiculous thing to say. V'yitmar basar, and if you were to say only figs and meat, so then hachahu de amri v'shamai have nazir b'bitzer v'chamra when it comes to meat and wine. About grogros u'devela, lo, maybe by figs, which are not typical to be eaten together.
With grapes.
With grapes, right?
Or with wine.
With wine, grape product.
I don't know that that's true today. Somebody might be able to have
a fruit platter or something.
Yeah, wine and cheese and dried fruit platter, you know, that sort of thing.
That's all right. I haven't seen that, but
okay.
I'll leave it into the realm of possibility today. So, lo, kamash malan.
Well, so both examples make some sense.
So far, we need to teach you meat and figs. In both cases, you would, Bishan would still say that you'd become a Nazir, despite the dissimilarity or similarities. And if you're going to tell me these two, so then why do I need to teach you about a dalos, about a door? Hanihu dekam Bishamai. Aval dalos ema modu lehu lebeis hillah. Maybe they would agree with beis hillah because it's so ridiculous. Because a door is not even relevant to eating. But the itana delas the hakam reveis hillel, and if you would only teach the halachas of a door that Beis Shammai holds, yeah, this makes sense. That Beis Shammai holds that would be a nazir. Beis Hillel holds it wouldn't be a nazir. Maybe Beis Hillel would agree that even if I say Beis Hillel, even though I hold that if you were to claim you're a nazir from a door, that wouldn't make you a nazir. If you said you were a nazir from some kind of other food, so maybe it would make you a nazir. So then Kamash will only have to teach all of them. Okay. Amar Rava Miketani, does our Mishnah say, Im Amda Me'eleha? Does our Mishnah have anything to do with a cow standing up by itself?
We made some sense. I still don't understand this last night. We actually made some sense of both figs and we didn't make any sense of doors.
No, for Beis Shammai, it makes no sense. You're right. But now our chiddush is for Beis Hillel. You're right. It makes no sense to teach anything about Beis Shammai with a door. Basically, Beis Shammai is holding that it doesn't matter what you say after you say the words Harein and Nazir. Okay, we got that. But for Beis Hillel, we don't necessarily know what his limiting principle is. We know that he holds that if you say a nazir because of a door, so that's not good enough. But that doesn't teach us anything about any edible items. Maybe he would agree with Ishamed that when it comes to meat or when it comes to figs, you would be a nazir, because at least you're talking about food.
In which case we thought these in kind of the wrong order you would have started.
Well, no, because you need the Bejamin ones to go first also for what we said before. So it just depends on which one you want to work off of. You want to work off of Bejamin or work off of Beis Hillel. So for Beis Shammai, it's Chiddush, so you'd have to work from least to greatest. Okay. So Amar Rava, Miketani, Im Amda Me'eleha, does the Mishnah say that the cow stands up by itself? Why is that so important? Obviously, that was part of what the person said, but why do we have to have it in the Mishnah?
The note here says, since the vow is restricted to taking effect only if the cow stands up unassisted, according to Rami Bar Chama, the Mishnah should have stated the point explicitly.
All right. I'm not sure why it has to be so explicit, but okay. The point is that if the whole purpose of the Mishnah was to teach us that a person is another on condition that the cow is going to stand up, we would have thought that the condition would be mentioned in the Mishnah. So Rava doesn't like the fact that it's not in the Mishnah at all. Alama Rava, and therefore Rava says, Kigon Shehesapar Ravutsu Levanav. The case is different. The case of the Mishnah is when the cow is in front of us. So far it's the same. Vamrani says, Hare Alai Karban, just stomp, that this animal should be upon me a karban.
Says, it's incumbent upon me to bring a Nazir's karban sacrifice if the cow gets up. I don't know, not necessarily.
How's that different? How's that any different?
In Rava's interpretation, the assumption is still that the person voices the imagined thoughts of the cow, mm-hmm. and that by doing so, he implies his own acceptance of the vow. But according to Rava, the imaginary statement attributed to the cow is not that if she gets up on her own, she'll become a nazir. Rather, thinking that she'll not be able to get up, the cow is imagined as saying that if she does get up, whether on her own or with assistance, she'll be used for the sacrifice of a nazir. So, listening to the cow's imaginary statement, the person shows that he acquiesces, and it is equivalent to his stating, if the cow gets up, I undertake an obligation that will make it incumbent upon me to bring the sacrifice of the nazir. Accordingly, based on my rule, that the person's a nazir. Based Hillel, the speech that can be
Okay. So I guess Rava's problem was that it should have specified amda me'eileha. Our Mishnah said im omedes, but our Mishnah does not say im omedes me'eileha. Okay. And that was Rava's big issue, that there's no specification. He said that doesn't matter how the cow gets up, as long as it gets up. Okay. I'm not sure why Rami Bar Chama was so dependent on the me'eileha part. It sounded almost arbitrary that he put that in there. I don't know why he had to.
Rami Bar Chama was dependent on what?
Why did Rami Bar Chama feel the need to include within his explanation that the cow had to get up by itself? Why not just say the cow has to get up? That was Rava's whole problem.
At least the interpretation here is that Rami Bar Chama and Rava have completely different interpretations, at least as Rabbi Steinsaltz is explaining it.
Completely different? All they say different is the me'eileha part.
The whole motivation of saying this is different, at least according to Rabbi Steinsaltz.
For Rabbi Baruch Hama, the motivation
is
what?
Rabbi Baruch Hama said, with what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with a case where there was a prone cow before him, and he tried without success to cause it to stand. And he said, this cow thinks it will not stand. I'm hereby a Nazirite, and therefore will refrain from its flesh if it stands of its own accord. And it affects it of its own accord. And so he's trying to get the
and
cow to stand.
From Rabbi
he's trying to get the cow to stand. His motivation
and
is
the,
not that he wants to bring a sacrifice. His motivation is he wants to get the
okay.
cow to stand.
I guess I hear that. All right.
He's trying to say, cow, if you stand, I'm forbidden to bring you as a...
You're saying
I'm
it's more about the cow and its ability.
To eat you. I'm forbidden to eat you. I mean...
You're saying it's more about the cow and its ability to stand up or not be afraid that he's going to be shechted or something like that, as opposed to Rava, where it was, I'm going to bring it as a carbon, assuming it can stand up. Nothing about
right.
the
course,
fear of the cow.
According to Rami Bar Chama, it's still based on the fouled-up notion that meat is forbidden to a nazir, or at least...
Right. That there's a relevancy there, yeah. So Bishlama says, in my Bishlama, part of our bas carbon, it makes sense to say that the cow is relevant for a carbon, el adeles. What about a door? If Rava's whole point is that the person wanted to bring something as a carbon, and it's really about bringing the carbon, not about the cow or the door working properly, so then why is it that the door is mentioned at all? So bas carbon, can you bring doors as carbonos? Elam Rava, go and try to par with Sulfanov. So Rav is not going to change his explanation and say that really the cow was crouching before them, for him. Amar, Hareini Nazir Miyain Imulo Amda, V'Amda Me'eleha. I'm a Nazir from wine if it doesn't stand up. And then it stood up. This is like flipping it on its head. It's not that the cow fulfilled the condition that made him a Nazir. It's that the cow fulfilled the condition that would prevent him from being a Nazir. And nonetheless, Beishamai says you're still a Nazir. Why? Beishamai Savri Torpei. Dehai Gavra. Torpei is an interesting word. The main intention of this person, when he says, Hari Nazir Yimu Amda, Mishim Okma Bidehu. He was trying to show that he could get the cow up.
With his own hands.
And therefore he's saying, I bet you I can get this cow. No, you can't. Well, I swear if I can't get this cow up, I'll become a nazir. Right, that kind of thing. Hello, Okma. And in the end, he did not successfully get the cow to stand up. Rather, the cow stood up on its own later on. So really, it's not a matter of whether the cow stood up, it's a matter of whether he got the cow up. Okay, Uve Tilasavri Mishim Diraviyahu Vaha Kamas. He wants to show that he can get it up. Not that he's the one that causing it to get up, but that it will get up. And it did get up, right? So it's basically according to this understanding of Rava, that Beisham and Beishilo are interpreting the person's intention differently. Either the person is trying to show that he can be the one to get it up, or the person is trying to show that the cow can get up. And according to Beishama, he never got it up, and therefore he's a Nazir. And according to Beishilo, it did stand up, and therefore he's not a Nazir. Okay, to me, I don't know what the chiddush is. They're both just fulfilling according to each of them, they're fulfilling the conditions of what they said. But okay, Iyach, he says the Gemara on Rava. Amos Sefa, what about the end of it? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Afsham Rabbi Shamilo, Amru Ella. And how does that help with the door? I guess it depends if the door can move or not. Okay, open or not. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Afsham Rabbi Shamilo, Amru Ella, but Omer, Harehein alai carbon. So Rabbi Yehuda thinks that the only time Beis Shammai holds that it would be a good Nazir is when he said, Hare Hain Alai Karban, that they'll be like usher to me like a Karban, and only then is it actually going to work. But if the whole point is that the person says, Hareini Nazir Miyayin, so then why does he say the word para? Mika Masfiz Bamidi. According to Rava, he's saying that the meat of the animal would be usser, even though it says Harini Nazir Minayayin. Yeah, Rava, I don't understand why Rava did that. Why did Rava include within his statement Harini Nazir Miyayin? Why, how did that change? I guess because he was trying to get it away from the original Machlokas of Hisham Beis Hillel about whether or not Nazir for something which is irrelevant to Nazir would still be Matzah. So I guess what, that's why he was trying to make it simpler that way, because Beis Hillel would never agree with it. But in so doing, he kind of confused the end of the Mishnah, because the end of the Mishnah is talking about not eating the meat, and now this person, according to Rava, has explicitly talked about not drinking wine, nothing about the meat. How could Rabbi Yehuda come along and clarify that it's referring to wine, or referring to meat, if the person himself said wine? That's how I'm understanding. So the Gemara, Ella, rather, another explanation for what the Mishnah means. I'm not sure if this is Rava or not. It doesn't sound like it. But going to Amar, Hareini Nazir Mibsara Imlo Amda. Okay, that's why I was saying, like, why didn't Rava just say this? I'm going to be Nazir from its meat if it doesn't stand up. And then, V'amda Me'ala, Beshame Savri, right, the guy said he was going to get it up by himself, and he could not stand the cow up by himself, and then it stood by itself. The reason that he's saying it is because the cow is laying down. He wants it to stand up. And it did stand up. So it doesn't matter what the person said. Sorry, it doesn't matter if the thing got up with the person's assistance. It still got up, and therefore, Beishol will say that the condition was fulfilled, and he's no longer Nazir. Okay. Beis Hillel Shav Savri Ilokamas Havinazir. U Beis Hillel Savri Ilokamas Havinazir. And would Beis Hillel similarly say that if the animal never got up, that it would be a Nazir? Right, I don't know. I haven't flipped the page yet, so I don't know what the Gemara is going to say. But I am assuming one of the questions you could ask about Beis Hillel is, wait a second, you can't be a Nazir Mibasar Behema. Right, we just saw from the figs that if you were to claim Naziris about something which is not germane to Nazir, So then it doesn't, it's not halal at all. Only Beis Shammai is willing to say such a thing. So here, we're claiming that the case is, he's saying in Nazir mi basar behema, mi b'sara, whatever the word was, they were claiming that the case was Nazir mi b'sara, and that the condition could be fulfilled or not fulfilled to make him a Nazir. But Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel says you can never be a Nazir if you're invoking a non-Nazir element to make you a Nazir. So the ha'amri, is that the question? Mi b'sara lo havi Nazir. Yeah, easy enough to see. I saw the comment. So says the Gemara, okay, fine. That's true, but we're not talking about Beis Hillel anymore. Yes, Beis Hillel is talking, but he's talking with Tamai with the Beis Shammai Kamri. He's talking according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, who believes that you can invoke non-typical, atypical Nazir restrictions, not even atypical, irrelevant Nazir restrictions, when you claim to becoming a Nazir, like we saw by the figs, right? Even if you were to say, I'm a Nazir from figs, you'd still be a full Nazir. So only Beis Shammai would hold that you could similarly say, I'll be a Nazir from the meat of an animal, and then become a real Nazir. So that's according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel thinks, if you say something which is so ridiculous that you're not a Nazir at all, the words you said don't make any sense. Okay, and therefore Beis Hillel holds that Beis Shammai could agree with what he's saying, but l'didan, afilu lo kamas nami lo havi nazir. According to us, according to Beis Hillel, according to us, even if it doesn't stand up, it won't be a nazir. However, l'didchu, right, the condition was, if it doesn't stand up, it'll be a nazir. So even if it doesn't stand up, according to the Beis Hillel, that's not going to work either. You can't be a nazir from the meat of an animal. L'didchu, however, according to you, Beis Shammai, da'am risu havi nazir, you say you'll be a nazir, at least agree to us that this person, when he says that I'll be a Nazir if this cow does not get up, what he really means is that he wants the cow to get up, nothing about him himself getting the cow upright. So that's what Beis Hillel is saying to Beis Shammai, that his real intention is just that the cow should stand up, not that he gets the cow up himself. So that's what Beis Hillel is trying to say to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, and what does Beis Shammai say? Lav, not true. Tuarfei ta'ikavim shim okma v'yadehu v'alo okma. All right, kind of bend over backwards to figure out that this mission is not even talking about in accordance to Beis Hillel's opinion at all. It's just talking about the opinion of Beis Shammai, according to this last explanation. Maybe the final explanation, because we never answered the objection of Rava, which was that the Mishnah never says the words. Me'eleha, but I guess this is the explanation about those words. Either way, Beis Shammai again holds that you can say I'm a Nazir from something which is irrelevant to Naziris and still be a Nazir, and Beis Hillel holds you couldn't do that. Despite how we just interpreted it, we just explained that Beis Hillel is really talking for Beis Shammai, not for himself, which is a stretch, but that's how you can make sense of it. Even if you were to say, I'm a Nazir from a door, you'd still become a Nazir. Alrighty, Shkai.